Congregation tonight to deal again with the Lord's Prayer. Tonight the fourth petition. Give us this day our daily bread. Our forefathers have found texts regarding that and summarized the meaning of it, as you can find in Lord's Day 50 of the Heidelberg Catechism in the back of your Psalter books on page 86. Only one question, one answer, 125. Which is the fourth petition? Answer, give us this day our daily bread. Let this be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care, nor industry, nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So far. The fourth petition, six thoughts tonight. The fourth petition and being dependent upon God. Give us this day our daily bread. Give it, Lord. I depend upon thee. Dependence upon God. Secondly, content with God. If you only ask for your daily bread, you don't ask much, because you are content, easily content. So that's the second thought, content with God. Three, freeing time for God. If you don't want much, you have plenty more time to use it well, redeem the time. Fourth, trusting in God. It's not only asking, give us this day our daily bread. It is with faith in everything, trust the Lord will do that. He will give that daily bread. In the fifth place, giving for God. Because if you don't need much, you have more to give away, right? If you say daily bread is enough, you have plenty less or more over for others. And six, humble before God. Because if you can do it yourself, if you depend upon the Lord, you're humbled. Humbled before God. So the four petitions, six thoughts, dependent upon God, content with God, freeing time for God, trusting in God, giving for God, and humbled before God. Congregation, can you pray? Is it easy? Or do you have a hard time and say, I can't. I don't know what to say and how to word it, how to verbalize it. I struggle at the table. I struggle for myself personally. I struggle in public prayer. I can't. The disciples had the same feeling. And the disciples of the Lord Jesus heard his prayers and said, Lord, teach us to pray. And the Lord gives instruction on prayer also tonight. He taught his disciples a perfect prayer, the Lord's Prayer, as a standard, as an example. Teach us to pray. You know, if we don't care, if you just say a few words, Lord, please bless this food, amen. That over time is so shallow, there is no substance to that. And in our circles, we like a little bit more substance to prayer, like the Lord's Prayer, There's something in it. It's this body in it. There's substance. It's not superficial and shallow and just fleeting. It is something real there. In those six petitions and the address and the closing words, it's massive. It's beautiful. It's meaningful. And they're encouraged to pray with substance. That's why it's important to give that thought. So we also pray at a table, and our children, if you may hear them, have them hear us. In school it is important. In school it is important that the children, young people, hear their teachers pray. Not just a quick prayer, Lord bless this day and bless the lessons, but that they take the time for that. Not very long prayers, I don't mean that, but something real, something substantial, so that our friends feel, my teacher, my mother, my father, my minister, they speak to God. There is something important to that. So as you know, and I repeat myself, I realize that, the first three petitions are about God, right? Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It was about God and his honor and his glory. And you remember that the next three are about us and our. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not to temptation. So we divided first three, second three. Three times about God, three times about us. But don't separate them. They belong to each other. You can't say, well, the first three I can't pray because I have no new heart. But the fourth, give us this day our daily bread. It's an easy one, so I can follow that. I can pray that. No problem. Give us this day our daily bread. You are making a mistake. It's very spiritual to pray this. To be utterly dependent. To be trusting. To be content, to feel your need, to feel your unworthiness, to be humble. All those things that come back in the thoughts tonight. It is a gift of the Holy Spirit to teach us how to pray. And even such a simple petition as give us this day our daily bread is hard, is impossible. And we need the Holy Spirit not to only say it, but to believe in it. That comes from the heart. So let us listen for ourselves. Give us this day our daily bread. God is the donor. God is the giver, right? Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, do you hear a child of the Lord pray, right? So childlike, with confidence and insight, and the child, the Lord is saying, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. To whom else shall we go? Thou art the words in all things of eternal life. We can't go anywhere else. Thou art God, our God, the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. He made the universe. So we need to remind ourselves of that. Young people, children, you have to tell yourself, you depend upon the Lord. You can't do anything without his help. You are a sinner on top of that. So you're utterly dependent upon the Lord. You can't even move your hand. You can't even lift up a finger. You can even wink at people. You cannot do anything. You can't do anything. You cannot walk and study and work. In every aspect, we depend upon the Lord. And we should not only agree with that, but feel like that. experience it, live it. And as you know, God does not owe us anything. He does not have to be mindful of us. He has made us, but He delights in giving. He likes to be the giver. So we ask. He is the giver, and we are weak. We are unwise. We are foolish. Our understanding is darkened. We need to know the Lord's way. We need the Lord's help in all things. Let me show you from the Bible. Most powerful words. Accept, right? Accept. The Lord build a house. They labor in vain that build it. The Lord is building the house. Some of us are building houses and framing and in construction. So that appeals to us, I think. And we say, I can build that house. I can do that. But you know, if the Lord does not build it, the builders build in vain. It collapses. There's confusion. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. It is futile. You can do whatever you want. But if the Lord stops it, confuses it, it is going to fail. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so He giveth His beloved sleep. In the sleep He giveth to His children, to the righteous. You know, there are some texts in the Bible about horses. Horses? Yeah. Some of you have horses, right? For pleasure. In the past, you used horses for plowing the fields and also for transportation and carriages. In the Bible, horses are almost always for the war. They're strong animals trained for warfare. And they were their tanks, so to speak, sometimes in front of the carriages and the battle wagons. So you read about horses in the Bible, it is about strength, a strong animal that can fight, has stamina, can run fast, is not afraid. So ready for a few texts about horses? Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. We don't need tanks. We don't need an army. We don't need weapons. We don't need them. The Lord. We need the Lord. We should not trust in them as some do. But remember the name of the Lord our God. And so many Israelites were trusting in their horses, in their armies. And they failed. Psalm 147, He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He does not delight in it. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man, and he runs fast as a courier. The strength of the horse God has no delight in. The Lord likes weakness. People feeling dependent. People saying, Lord, without thee, I can do nothing. Isaiah 31, Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. So what are your horses? What is your strength? What is your pride? What do you depend on? Is it self, your business, your heritage, your abilities, your... What is it? Are you so keen? Are you so smart? Are you so strong? We are weak. So let us be careful. Proverbs 21. The horse is prepared against the day of battle. Trained for that. But safety is of the Lord. So let us tonight, we are home, and pray for ourselves and close the day, confess our dependence on the Lord. Say, Lord, without thee, I can't do anything. I fail in all parts, in school and at work and in my marriage and raising children. I can't do it. I can't do anything. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. I was also thinking of growers, growing plants. 1 Corinthians 3:7, so neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth. Those plants need water, right? But God that giveth the increase. God gives the growth. And that's not only true for plants, that's true for babies, that's true for people. The Lord gives that growth. Not him that planteth is anything, neither him that watereth, but God gives the increase. So ultimate dependence in daily things, let alone in spiritual things. Without thee we can do nothing. Not even pray. Not even listen. Not preach. Nothing. Read for yourself tonight, Lord's Day 9 and 10. If you have time and desire, rain and drought and fruitful and barren years and riches and poverty, it all comes from the Lord's hand. Dependence on the Lord. So the second thought, content with God. How can you pray? Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Only what I am in need of today. I'm not asking for tomorrow or next year or when I retire. Give us now for today our daily bread. Not more. Don't ask for more. Ever. You closed an important deal. You can make thousands, ten thousands, millions of dollars. Don't say, Lord, I want this deal. I want to make that money. Don't ask for riches. Ever. We may not. It's wrong. We may lay things in God's hands. Thy will be done. I have approved it from the scriptures. But we should be content with a little, with just enough, and say, Lord, I don't need more. That's really hard to pray, right? See that? You can say, well, I can pray the prayer easily. Give us this day our daily bread. It's hard to pray that. Lord, give me just enough. How is that possible? It's only possible when people have enough in a spiritual sense, have enough in God, in Christ, in spiritual things, so satisfied. You say, I don't need more. I have my portion. God is my portion forever. But godliness with contentment is great gain. To be content with God, with Christ, with forgiveness, with peace, right? I will prove from the Bible that we should not ask for more. Two things, Proverbs 3, two things have I required of thee. Deny me not before I die. Remove far from me vanity and lies, that's one. And secondly, give me neither poverty nor riches. Lord, give me neither poverty nor riches. I can't handle them. When I'm poor, it's something so difficult. If I'm rich, same thing. And let me finish Proverbs 3. Remove far from me vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, sufficient for me, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord? I could do it myself. I'm rich. I depend on myself. Or, lest I be poor and steal and take the name of my God in vain. So, Lord, give me this day our daily bread. I don't need a huge amount. I don't need to be able to whatever I want to. It's not about me, but my pleasure. Just enough, Lord. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote, godliness with contentment is great gain, and he continues with, for we brought nothing into this world, and it certainly cannot carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. So, ambition, go-getter, stamina, business person, going hard, going fast. What's your motivation? To provide for your family? To provide for employees? That's possible. And there's nothing against that. But we also are human, right? And we like our pleasure in business. Taking pride in that, in such a sense that it competes with God and Christ. So that's a sin, right? Some people are so happy when they make a deal, business deal, and they never had a true happiness in their hearts ever. They don't know what it is. But if you have experienced that, and the Lord has spoken to your soul of sin and guilt and holiness and justice and worthiness, but also His grace, if you know something about God's grace, that brings you on a different level. And then this life is less important. You care less about money. You care less about other things. John the Baptist also preached in those things. And the soldiers likewise came to him, saying, what shall we do? And he said unto them, do violence to no man, neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. See? Compared to others, small house, little budget, that's fine. There are more important things. So content with God, content with Christ. You can serve, you cannot serve two masters. You can be content in both. They compete. Brings to the third thought, freeing time for God. You know, They're all very busy. And we have a Calvinistic work ethic. We are hardworking people. We are known for that. Known for when you hire someone of that community, they are hard workers, faithful workers. They go, go, go. That's the people I like to work for. People to like to hire, right? That's, we are known for that. And with all respect, that's good. We need to be faithful and dependable and trustworthy and not lazy. There's also a downside. Give us this day our daily bread means that I should have some more time left. Because if you are a go-getter and you want more and more, you're not satisfied with only daily bread, that's time-consuming to get ahead of things, right? And to put all your energy in it, that takes time. And it means your family suffers, and your children suffer, and your wife suffers. You're at home a little. And you're at home, you're not present. You're just not there. Your children, you don't bond with them. You're not home, you have no time for them. Because you want more than daily bread. And your soul suffers. So time is also important. So I challenge you to also look at your time and the way you redeem your time and budget your time. Is it possible? It is possible. Is it necessary? Probably. To schedule things in. To say, Lord, I need more time for my wife, for my children, for other things, and to see the Lord. You know, I quoted Psalm 127 already. Here it is again, the second part. It is vain for you to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. See, from the early morning until late at night, work, work, work. Because I want more than daily bread. You can pray this. Give us this day our daily bread. You're lying. You know this text? Maybe it was your wedding text. Who knows? Sometimes used for that. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know those two texts about redeeming the time. Using your time well, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. So think about that. Let me go to the fourth thought. Trusting in God. Let's go back to the Heidelberg Catechism. You see the trust in there. The end. Be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fount of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. And therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So it's not only asking, give us this day our daily bread. It's also trusting that the Lord will provide. The Lord will give enough, he will give us our daily bread. Again, you see that this is a prayer of a child of the Lord, depending upon the Lord, knowing the Lord, knowing self and sin, knowing the grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, and knowing that the Lord provides for his church, and that all things must work together for good. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. I trust in the Lord. Trusting also in this sense, give us this day our daily bread, this day, for today. Sometimes we'd like to ask for more, right? Some organizations, they have lots of money in the bank as a buffer. And I'm not per se against that. But it's also dangerous that we don't depend upon the Lord. Also personally, living by the day as also is pros, and that there's a trusting in there. I was thinking about my grandmother. My grandfather had died before the Second World War on the day of the mobilization in Rotterdam, and left my oma with 11 children behind. 10 children behind, one had died already. And then Rotterdam was bombed. And they're in distress, there was hunger. And my mother tells us that my oma prayed with the children. There was nothing to eat. Absolutely nothing. They're starving. And they heard the doorbell ringing. And they went downstairs. They lived on the second floor. There was a huge bag of potatoes. And all the children were so convinced, this is God. Give us this day our daily bread. Or think of Hudson Taylor in China, missionary. And son had asked him to take care of a hospital. They trusted him, they heard there was some money left, some rice. And one day the cook came to him and said, they're running out of rice and running out of money. And there was a prayer, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And a week later or so, he received a letter from England, from a friend, with a big check. That he said, in a letter, stating, I have enough money. And now my dad died with a fortune, and I don't need it. Can you use it? And that's how the Hudson Taylor organization in China, his mission work could continue. That depending upon the Lord. It's hard to depend upon the Lord. When your fridge is full and your pantry is full and the grocery stores are close by, there's plenty of money, our daily bread. But also think in a wider sense, your relationships and raising children, your marriage and your health. Give us this day our daily bread, living by the day. Even you have a serious disease, you have to go to the doctor. Waiting the results. Give us this day our daily bread. And then having enough in the Lord and to trust in the Lord. See also the Lord's Day 50 text mentioned. The last one mentioned on page 86 is Psalm 55, verse 22. See that? Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Trust that. The Lord is still the same. I heard a story of someone who was devastated. Because his girlfriend broke up with him. Heartbroken. And the minister called to his office and empathized with him. And he answered, a child of the king has nothing to complain about. Apparently a God-fearing young friend who could take it. That his girlfriend broke up with him for something else. There was grace in his heart. That grace was sufficient for him. See? So complaining, murmuring, being critical, being upset, being angry, the grass on the other side of the fence is greener, I can stand that. It's not being content with a little. That's being critical of God, rebelling against Him. No blessing will rest upon that. So, the four petition depend upon the Lord, content with God, freeing time for God, trusting in God. Let's go to the next two. Congregation, read about us. Give us today. Not give me, give us. There's something generous in that. Lord, don't only think of me. Think of my friends. Think of thy people. Think of my neighbors. Think of my parents. Think of us together. Think of the poor people in this world. Give us this day our daily bread. So there's a generosity in there. And also, as you understand, if you only need so much as you really need, you may have something left for others to give, right? If you need so much more yourself, so much more than your daily bread, you want to be rich, really rich. You know, you love that thought, and to be affluent more than others are. They have less to give, right? You say, well, why not wait with giving until you have more? And you're ahead of things, and you have established your company or your business or your family life, your job. Then after that, you say, now's the time to start giving. Right? Think about that. Make sense? Mark 12. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, kind of a big collection box. He sat there. He looked at the people coming by with his disciples. And he beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many of the rich cast in much. It's good. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which makes a farthing. I don't know how much it is. It's very little. And the Lord Jesus called unto him his disciples, come, called the disciples, and say unto them, verily, I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. They see it more. For all they did cast in, for all they did cast in of their abundance. But she of her want did cast in all she had, even all her living. See the poor widow? She didn't say, I wait. Did I have more? She was content with the Lord. And she knew it was worth it. Or think of that chapter you've read tonight, which was kind of new for me, about Haggai. People building sealed houses, vaulted houses, huge, high living rooms. And the house of the Lord was in shambles. And they did not care. Is it time for you, O ye that dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lies waste? Now therefore thus said the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. You have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. You drink, but you have not filled with, drink. You clothe you, there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it to a bag with holes. You work hard, you lose all the time. It's not blessed because you don't give. You looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And then he brought it home, and it blew upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts. Why? Because of mine house that is waste. And ye run every man into his own house. You know, that's our nature, our own house. Our own house, our own business, our own lives. And the house of the Lord and the Lord's kingdom and the Lord's business suffers. So consider for yourself whether you are giving like that widow, abundantly, although maybe you know that affluent and poor. Last thought, humble before God. One of the texts quoted on page 86 is Deuteronomy 8. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, where thou knewest not, and neither did thy fathers know. You know, it's humbling. It's humbling to not be able to do it yourself and to say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Without thy help and thy blessing, I fail all the time. That's a humble prayer. To be dependent upon the Lord. But that's Christian walk. That's how God's people are supposed to live. And others need to belong to that people. Right? He has showed thee, O man, what is good and what does not require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. Are you humble? Am I humble? Not being able to preach and officiate, are you not being able to do your work and raise children, you name it? Lord, I can't. That's humbling. But that's part of the true Christian life, to depend upon the Lord. Think of 2 Samuel 7, then, and David then said before the Lord and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house that thou hast brought me hitherto? Feeling unworthy, feeling I failed, I'm guilty, I'm a sinner, the Lord can pass me by. I'm not worthy of the least of all thy mercies and of all the truth which thou showed unto thy servant. Apostle Paul practiced that. That was his life, to be humbled. This is a very humble prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I all need a little. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us, Lord. Give us even a little bit. I cannot produce myself. Ephesians 3, unto me, who am less than the least of all the saints. Is it your heart? I'm going to close. And I'm closing with something I could also start with. About give us this day our daily bread. Bread. Bread stands for all necessities. So go back into the Bible, to Genesis 3. In the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. See? So we must work and sweat and toil is also a consequence of sins, or fallen Adam. It should humble us, Lord. Give us this day our daily bread. To depend upon the Lord. Not only depend, but also to be content with God, having sufficient in the Lord Jesus Christ, freeing some time for the Lord's service, your family, your own soul, trusting in God, He'll make it well. Also, a little is enough, giving for God. Because you say, give us this day our daily bread, being humbled. That's a good life. May the Lord entice people among us tonight. Bow your knees tonight and bring this matter before Him in prayer. Seek the Lord and His righteousness. Amen. Almighty, all-sufficient God, how generous Thou hast been. Thou hast given Thine only Son on the cross as a Savior. He gave His blood for enemies. How willing He was to give to be the light of the world. And how unthankful mankind has responded. O Lord, we ask Thee, come with Thy Spirit tonight. And may we begin to pray aright with that prayer, word by the Spirit of prayer and supplication. Lord, take our pride down, bring us on our knees, cause us to seek what's most important, and give us a true happiness. Graciously forgive all the shortcomings, and be with us as of this week. Help us also tonight with the sing-along. Open Thy word. There might be questions that need to be answered. Give light. In Jesus' name alone. Amen.